Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is How to Handle Difficult People and Give Constructive Criticism. Everyone makes mistakes. Nobody knows it all. But you might know people who believe that they are incapable of error, that they cannot be taught anything. They hate to be corrected. We have a problem. How can you best give constructive criticism to those people who don't want to hear it? How can you give constructive criticism to people who take all criticism as an insult? Here are the steps that will help you to handle those pesky, difficult people. Step 1. Know your purpose. Know what you want from this communication. Are you speaking to this person primarily in order to assert your dominance? No. Are you speaking to this person primarily in order to find out why he did it? No. Are you speaking to this person primarily in order to let him know how he makes you feel? No way. Then why, for what purpose, are you speaking? It is in order to change their future behavior. You are not speaking to her in order to win the argument, blow off steam, or discover her motives for acting the way she did. You're speaking to her in order to change her future behavior. Everything you say should be in accordance with that goal. Nothing you say should be contrary to that goal. Step 2. Name the behavior that you don't want. Tell the person what he or she is doing wrong. Say it using factual, not emotional language. Examples: you are 20 minutes late. Or you have a spelling error on that page on the second line down. Or you're wearing a Homer Simpson tie and you're a salesperson. Or you're late back from lunch. That's 3 times in succession you've done that. Be objective, not subjective. Be specific, not vague. Step 3. Tell them what would be right. Without a pause, immediately tell the person what would be right in this situation. Give them the best way out. Be objective. Be reasonable. Start with the phrase, "In future, would you please?" "In future, would you please be on time for the meetings?" "In future, would you please check the spelling before you submit it?" "In future, would you please wear a standard tie when on sales call for our company?" "In future, would you please be back from lunch within the 50 minutes? Step 4. Ask them to commit. Can they make the change from the wrong behavior to the right? If yes, say thanks. If no, say why not. Step 5. Listen to their explanation and then decide. Decide whether what you are hearing is a reason, which is logical, true, factual, valid, reasonable, unavoidable, or only an excuse, which is illogical, untrue, invalid, unreasonable, and avoidable. Distinguish between a reason and an excuse for not doing something. Eliminate the concept of reasonable excuse from your mind. The concept of reasonable excuse is a contradiction in terms. Destroy it. You should categorize their explanation as either a reason or an excuse. If you think it's an excuse, then use my magic phrase, "I understand blank, but the fact is wrong" box. For example, "You're late back from lunch. That's 3 times in succession you've done that. In future, would you please be back from lunch within the 50 minutes? He says, "Why are you picking on me? I'm not the only one who's late back." Then you use the magic phrase, "I understand blank, but the fact is wrong box." "I understand you are not the only one who is late back, but the fact is you are late back from lunch and it's the 3rd time in succession. In future, would you please be back from lunch within the 50 minutes. Step 6. Press on. Your goal is to press on until you've obtained either a commitment to a change or a very good reason why they cannot change. Warning: do not give compromise concessions to those people who offer you only excuses. If they change, then take step 7. Step 7. Give them appreciation and thanks. Thank those who do commit to a positive change. Then leave on an agreement. A final note on the need to give appreciation and praise. Appreciation for good work is essential, but often forgotten. Tell them when they've done it right. Do not wait, do it now. Use achievement to build the self-esteem. Ask for more of the same. Appreciation is cheap and easy to give. Appreciative words are a major motivator, and they are totally free, without cost. Free. But failing to give appreciation will cost you very dearly. Remember this. Appreciative comments are free to give. Appreciative comments are costly not to give. So dish out the appreciative comments liberally. Make the following phrase one of your best speech habits. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Humans. They are endlessly complex beings, aren't they? It takes a minimum of 200 years to learn how to handle them properly.